Hey, how about it, race fans? Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com, and here with one of the Lucas Oil Championship Four drivers, Jonathan Davenport. Jonathan, going into next week, I would feel like, I mean, you're basically the master of Eldora. You've won so many World 100s. You won the $1 million race. You won the Dream earlier this year. Does going into an Eldora race to decide a championship, does that give you extra confidence?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we feel, you know, like we're just as good as anybody there. And that place is a little different. And, you know, it takes more technique and thinking rather than just a fast car. But you still got to have all three. But it's going to be a totally different weekend. You know, we're going to approach it just like we would going to a Dream or a World. But there's not as many stipulations and inverts and things throughout the weekend. It's more of a just a go race deal than a whole event. So it's gonna play out a little bit different early, but hopefully at the end, you know, we can still be in contention and for the race win and for the championship.
And one of you four guys is going to come out there with an extra $200,000. But how much, as the race goes on, how much do you think you'll be thinking about the championship? Or will, I mean, it's a 100,000 win race, so it's, you know, it's not small change. So how much, as it plays out on lap 50, do you think you'll be thinking about the championship?
Well, with 50 to go at Eldora, there's still a lot goes on there. That's a long race. It's a big track. A lot can change in 50 laps there. So I won't, you know, I'll be thinking throughout the weekend of where the other guys are starting or where they're at, but that ain't really going to matter until it gets down to about 20 to go. Really, that's when things really start to change there, especially if there's a caution. That changes a lot of things and bunches everybody back up there. So I'm just going into to thinking about winning a race, and then whatever happens from there happens.
All right, and then last thing here, has preparation coming into next week, has that been any different than it would be for a World or for the Dream? Because of the championship, or are you just attacking it the same way you would attack any race at Eldora?
Yeah, just the same race. Just attacking it the same way we would any race. We haven't gotten to work on our Eldora car much since the World, and so we're going to go back. I'm going to fly out to the shop this week and help the guys. You know, obviously we had a different body on it, you know, paint scheme, whatever you want to call it, wrap for the World. So we're gonna put the old body back on it that we've ran there for so long, and it don't look bad, but it ain't new and shiny either. But it seemed to work out pretty good. So we're just gonna go back and do that and go over it with a fine tooth comb and prepare it the best we know how. And like I said, hopefully we don't make our own mistakes, and hopefully don't get caught up in anything else either.
All right, that's Jonathan Davenport. He'll be racing in the Dirt Track World Championship for the Lucas Oil Championship next Saturday.
Thank you, man. Good luck.